Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a female presence attach herself to her in Colonial Williamsburg? And if so, why did it seem so angry with her?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, try it all. For 3 days free, the Real Ghost Stories online premium channel. Check that out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com and get all those extras and help support the program. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. What's going on?
Well, nothing much, Tony. Sounds like your house has had a little bit of excitement.
Yes, we have. Here's what Harper said to me. And keep in mind, she's 12, and she had to do a test the other day, and it came up with two lines, and she goes, I'm pregnant, and its gender is COVID. Of course, it was a COVID test she was taking. I just kind of burst out laughing at that one. So, yeah, she's got the vid. So she's home from school for a couple days here, and I'm just... staying away. I tend to go and put myself into a giant piece of Tupperware at night. You know, you burp it.
Good idea.
For the the seal, and you know, put a couple holes in there. And I sleep. I sleep in a giant thing of Tupperware.
Good idea.
And it gets a little hard to breathe sometimes. But I got that idea. There used to be a television show called Eerie Indiana years ago. This is like early 90s, and there was an episode where. There was the Tupperware queen of the neighborhood, and she just loved everything Tupperware. Then they went into the house, and they found out that this family had never aged, and that's why they looked like they're from the 1960s. And the children went to bed in giant Tupperwares, and the family went to bed in giant Tupperwares because it just kept them fresh.
Tony, I need that at my age.
Yeah.
Go. Can we just stop it here.
Get the giant Tupperware beds. I thought they.
God, that's fun.
That was a great show. That was a little unknown show back then, but very bizarre and funny. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our caller and your story. Hi.
Hi. I just started listening to your podcast and really enjoyed it. And it actually obviously made me want to share a ghost story that I have. We don't have many, but this is the one that's been most recent and most prominent. So I don't know if you need to know anything about me, but my name is Emily Holt, H-O-L-T. And I actually just graduated from William & Mary Law School in Williamsburg. So my story has to do with Colonial Williamsburg. My boyfriend and I were one of the first things we did, you know, when we were friends and as a couple, is we would go for walks often. And we loved to walk in Colonial Williamsburg, particularly in the summer when we had more time off. We would walk there in the evenings because it's really hot during the day. And it was always kind of quiet because, you know, there's tourists there on weekends, more during the day, though. So it was kind of nice to have the place to ourselves. Most of the time, you know, it's a pretty haunted area, but, like, you know, if you're just walking through, it's not anything nefarious. It's not like walking through like a ghostly cemetery or anything. So we enjoyed it. But one night, two summers ago, we were walking and it was like a really kind of eerie night, and neither of us could really place a finger on why it felt that way. I don't know if it was a full moon, or what. But it was a little bit foggy, nothing like, not like a ton of mist or anything like we could see, but it was like super quiet and there was something heavy about the air, not the humidity, of course, we're pretty used to that. And anyway, you know, we walk through and we get in the car and we're driving the maybe 10 minutes back to my apartment. And I just kind of like, if that feeling, it stuck with me. Like, I didn't feel like that feeling went away. And we're getting ready for bed and he's, you know, already brushed his teeth and he's getting under the covers in my bed. And I go into the bathroom, which is actually in the bedroom of my old apartment. And as I'm brushing my teeth and washing my face, I just felt like there was something kind of like behind me, but not right behind me, but just like, I just felt like there was something and I could not place my finger on what it was, but I finish and I turn around to leave the bathroom to start going back to the bed. And I just knew immediately, and I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I don't know how to explain it other than like, I just knew that there was like a female figure. Saying the word figure makes it sound like they're like that I saw something. I didn't. It was just like a being that was standing in a particular place, kind of like next to the windows. And it just felt, the only word I can come up with is like, not malevolent or evil, but just like, what was the word I just was telling you? I just blanked on the word I came up with. But just really like angry and intense towards me, not towards my boyfriend. I don't know how to tell you or explain that I knew it was a woman. I just did. And he and I, you know, like, I immediately became very upset and worked up and like dove into the bed and was like cowering. And he like, what the hell, like, was calming me down and helped me calm down and, you know, help me, you know, settle down and that energy or spirit or being, whatever, was no longer there. And we talked about it extensively since then, both a little bit that night and then since, and we were trying to figure out who it could be and why they would like kind of follow me home that night. Because it was very clearly a woman. It was very clearly angry and directed at me, not at him. And we had actually gone on a ghost tour in Colonial Williamsburg for Valentine's Day. That was one of my gifts to him. Very romantic. But I remembered one of the stories was about, I had to look up the name, I couldn't remember, but her name was Lady Ann Skipwith, who lived in the Wyth House. That's W-Y-T-H-E, named for George Wyth, who was actually the first professor of law at William & Mary. That's the law school that we went to and just graduated from. And so there are a couple different rumors, but kind of the most, I guess, credible ones involve her either dying as a result of a miscarriage in her husband's arms, which I don't think makes sense if that is who this spirit was. Like, the other rumors about her kind of discovering that her husband's in love with someone else or having an affair, after she dies, he actually ends up marrying her sister. So it feels pretty credible. This story goes, you can check, there's a bunch of different versions of it online that I found. But the one that I remember from the ghost tour and the one that I saw online is that they were at like a ball that night, and she sees something or finds out something. I don't know if her husband's flirting with someone else or someone tells her, hey, your husband's like having an affair with someone. But she basically runs out of the ball and either runs home or runs to their carriage. Somewhere along the way, she loses one of her shoes and goes home that night and either kills herself or she dies running up the stairs. She loses balance because she's only got one heel on and the other foot's bare. And she falls down and dies as a result of injuries. So not sure exactly how she died. Kind of the idea that she's still around. There have been sightings of her. People have heard her, you know, like it sounds like a man walking with like a peg leg where you hear just like the clack and then a foot. And they have attributed that to Lady Skipwith and her one heel. But yeah, very, very angry. My boyfriend and I kind of theorized that like she was just mad to see like a happy couple. And we walked right by the Wyth house. And that's, looking back, like we realized that. So I think that's kind of when she started to follow me. So that is my ghost story. I know it's probably not the spiciest thing you've ever heard, but I can still like close my eyes and remember exactly where I was when things happened. I remember exactly how it felt. I know I didn't see anything. I have no way of verifying any of this, but this is my story. And yeah, if you use it in the show, cool. If not, this is my first time telling anyone about it. So cool. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day and I hope you enjoyed listening. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience. Thoughts on all of that?
Well, first off, I'm going to go with that story at the end about her losing the shoe and everything. That kind of seems to me to be a dark Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Like that one almost feels like the urban legend part.
Yeah.
So maybe the other one's more true than that one. That just seems kind of a little too much like Cinderella. She's running up the stairs, loses a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, did this female spirit follow him home? And she's mad at her because she likes him.
Yeah.
So that would be why she's mad at her, because he's given her the attention and she's feeling jealous or something. And did it just disappear? Did it eventually go away at some point with this female spirit following you home? It just makes me think, you know, especially if she had a real tragic breakup and mm-hmm. her life ended in, you know, overwhelming sadness, that maybe she did see the happy couple and she followed them home and she likes him.
That would explain
why she doesn't like her.
I could see that.
I don't know. Just a theory. I was hardly there that day. But
hardly.
But Colonial Williamsburg would be such a cool place to go to, but now that she said that, I'll go with one of my friends.
Yeah.
Hateful woman following me home.
Yeah.
Or go by myself. Like, leave me alone. I'm here by myself.
Yeah. No, totally. Creepy story. Thank you for sharing that one. 855-853-4802 is our number. If you want to share yours with us, we'd love to hear it. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, check it out. Apple Podcasts, a premium channel right there for you. Try it 3 days free. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.